Dr. Joyce, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Joyce, could you explain what the Status Resolution Support Service program is?
Yes. The program is something that's existed for a while in different forms. Its main purpose is really to assist people seeking asylum to survive while they are waiting for their claims to be processed. And so it is about resolving the status of the people seeking asylum, in that it helps the department in the long run, because obviously having people who can eat and house and clothe themselves will help them participate in the process. But it is also the only form of income support for most of those people who are on the program, and the only supports that they have in terms of caseworkers to help them navigate what is a very complicated system.
And with this complicated system, what exactly changes are the government planning?
The detail of changes is somewhat unclear to us. We certainly have asked the department, and we'd love more clarification. But what we understand is going to happen is that those who are currently on SRSS, or the people who currently are being supported, will be reassessed for their eligibility for the program. And we understand that if they are considered job ready, they will then be eligible for being moved off the program, whether or not they have a job. And that's the critical gap in our view. That means that people who don't have an income may actually lose the only income they have. I don't think the department appreciates how difficult it is for people seeking asylum to get a job, or have any real appreciation of the barriers they face in getting employment.
And what kind of changes to the standard of living will they have when their only source of income is this government support program?
Yeah, it really is the forcing of people into destitution. I mean, we're already hearing terrible stories of people who were about to go study at university, were about to, you know, start lives with a bit of hope, and then things that happen to them without income. They lose their housing, they lose their ability to support themselves, to feed and clothe themselves. If they are parents, they may lose the ability to feed their children and look after their children. So for most of these people, this really is a lifeline. And so the reality is what we're expecting, what are going to be extremely severe consequences. Yesterday I heard of someone who effectively had no income, didn't have a transport concession card, and fined going to his lawyer to get legal advice.
Right, that's just awful to hear. Now, if you're joining us on The Daily, we're here this morning with Dr. Joyce Chia, Policy Director at the Refugee Council of Australia, to talk about planned changes to the legislation that would cut welfare payments for refugees on Australian bridging visas. Now, Joyce, the Refugee Council of Australia, it's just one of dozens of community organisations that are calling on the government to reverse these cuts. Is your organisation equipped to deal with the effects of the cuts when they come into effect on the 1st of April?
Refugee Council is actually the peak body for most of these organisations. So we don't actually do the service delivery, but we represent over nearly 200 members, many of whom are unfunded members, so people, organisations that are already suffering after 4 years of extremely punitive policies that receive no government funding, and that are now facing everyday people coming in without housing, without any source of income, who are desperate, who are extremely vulnerable, with very high needs. And they are telling us every day that we cannot do this anymore. They are stretched to the limit. So the impact of this would be terrifying.
And where can families and individuals affected by these cuts access additional support?
Most of them will end up turning to our members who are unfunded and who do provide services to people seeking asylum, but we will need to call on the resources of other members of the community and other community organisations that help people in need. There will be a lot of burden placed on church groups in particular, and friends, family and refugee communities themselves who are already looking after people who are destitute in their community.
Right, well, there's some very concerning things coming up. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr.
Thank you.